T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is great.
I don't really know. You can say, this is the moment in time where you can say what you really think and feel. Don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings. Don't worry about getting fired from your job. This in the judgment zone. I mean, be nice, but tell us how you really feel. Is this action jerk or justified? Dinner last night at home. And my husband did something where I was just, I was embarrassed. I was humiliated, embarrassed. I was like, do I want to still be married to this man? Oh. Like, what kind of father is he? And then I thought, God, maybe this is just a guy thing. Maybe mama bears are totally different than papa bears. So we're eating steak. Okay. Mm. I know. Fancy meal. Steak and potatoes.
Wow.
My husband, when he does the grocery shopping, so he buys whatever, I don't know steak, I don't know cuts of steak, but he buys his own steak. He's very particular. But the girls, they don't get that fancy piece of steak. They get the thinner one, not the sandwich steak, but the level up. It's like thin. It's like $6.
Blank steak? Comes in 2-packs?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
okay.
So anyhow, so my little Lexi, who's a carnivore, is like wide-eyed over my husband's meal. Mm-hmm. She's like, why does your steak look so thick and delicious and mine so thin?
I love it.
Well, mom's eating chicken. Okay, so anyhow. So my husband's like, well, do you want a bite? Okay, yeah. And then she's like, oh, this is really good, Daddy. Mm-hmm. So then she took it upon herself after a few minutes to get up, walk over around the other side of him, and put her fork in the next piece of cut steak.
Oh, my goodness.
And he pushed. It was like survival of the fittest. Like, it was the last bite left on Earth. Pushed her hand away. It's a da-da! Touch my food.
Yeah.
And I went into protective mama mode. I jumped out of my seat and cradled my baby, and I said, she just wants a piece.
Oh, my God.
So he said, well, just ask me, and I'll give me the choice to say yes. Mm-hmm. Don't just grab off my plate.
Right.
Now, I don't know. I thought it was no big deal to reach over and grab food from a friend's plate, a parent's plate. Oh, I mean, this is your child to you. I didn't think it was a big deal. But so was he jerk or justified?
He's justified.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you hear my story?
He is justified in a world with the consensual debate, the Me Too movement. Everybody should be asking permission when crossing somebody else's boundaries and personal space. And that's what your daughter did. She violated your husband. She went in and just took what she felt she wanted instead of asking for consent.
Oh my God.
He's justified. He should be given the choice to say yes or no.
You think he's a jerk, Sandy?
I absolutely do. Your daughter.
I'm running this because I think it's justified too. I really do.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
I got, as soon as you said steak, I'm like, I flipped.
Okay, so this is a guy thing then.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
This is a guy thing.
I'm
so
sorry.
Only men who show up to the jury will say justified, and all women will say jerk. Is this what it is? Mm. Is this going to be whoever wins this case, it's about numbers?
I'm sorry. I cannot lie. I cannot tell a lie. Like George Washington. I cut down the cherry tree. If you reach over and grab food off my plate.
Yes. I don't mind.
I don't care I bore you from my own hips. It doesn't matter. It's my food.
Husband, wife, you can do that. If we're eating together, you and I have been working together for 20 plus years.
Oh, God, no.
If we're at dinner together and you want something from my plate, reach, take.
No.
I mean, if it's a complete stranger or another coworker you don't like, that's another thing. But we're friends. We're tight. We're family. Friends are okay.
I'm a hypocrite. I know. I asked for that lady's prime rib when she didn't eat it when I was in a restaurant.
It.
I did. I asked. I didn't just go over and just stick my fork in it.
Well, that's a stranger.
Because she, I
omit
know.
Omit that evidence. Omit it.
Yeah, but even my wife does it, and it just burns me. Can I have a bite of your sandwich? Yes. It's like half is gone. And so it would be justified to say, no, you may not touch my food.
Ugh, men.
Two buzz. Let's go to the first jury. You are on the jury for the judgment zone. We do it every morning at this time. Call us at 222-2899. Hello, the buzz, jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Oh.
He's a jerk?
And you're a man.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Wow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for nothing.
Wow.
Just to be on the guy's side.
Hi, the buzz.
Hey, the guy's a jerk.
Thank you.
You know, buy your kids some good food. Don't feed them dog meat. What? You don't have a special. A man doesn't deserve to have a special steak when his children are eating, you know, something
cardboard.
They're also eating steak, first of all. Just a different kind of steak. He also has 150 pounds on these people.
As much as I want.
With Sandy Waters as his wife, you think she'd allow him to buy her 50-pound 9-year-old a $26 steak? It's lose.
As much as I appreciate your vote, whatever we call it, because it aligns with mine, the trial is about him pushing her hand away. When somebody reaches and grabs your food, what would you say?
That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. He's a jerk.
Okay. Is this Henry?
This is.
Hey, Henry the listener. We love you, man. Thanks a lot. Bye. Jerk or justified?
Justified. It's considered stealing. Either, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Considered stealing.
That means that next thing you know, your daughter's going to be going in your wallet grabbing money from you.
Yeah.
It's a gateway drug.
And then buying drugs and then becoming a stripper. This is exactly how it all starts.
That's right. You got to keep them off the pole, Sandy. How do you call it? Call us at 222-BUZZ on the Judgment Zone.
That is such a jerk move.
It's not a buffet here. Everybody has their own plate. You can't go reaching on other people's stuff. What if he was saving a part of that steak for last or whatever his strategy was? She has her own plate of food. She's not some poor orphan kid. Can I have some more, please?
But his was so much better. She just wanted it. It's his daughter.
Okay. Do you do that? Do you find yourself just reaching and grabbing food off your boyfriend or husband's plate?
No, but if it was my daughter, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's better.
Thank you.
I think that's okay. Thanks. I got to stay out of this. Hi, the buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
He is justified.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, my God. That is my 11-year-old just got dropped off at school, and he looked at me and said, I would never do that. And I'm like, I know. You've been raised to have manners at the table.
My kids are animals. They are.
Or spoiled.
It's okay. The world has to move around somehow.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Hi, the buzz. Sugar justified. So she reaches for a piece of food, a piece of steak on the plate. And he said, no. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Stop it. You men are so crazy about your food. It's weird.
Watch this. What if it was eggplant instead of steak? Would it still be justified?
Yes, that's rude to take someone else's food.
Okay. If your wife does it, if your girlfriend, or I don't know, maybe you have both, if your child, if a good friend, that is okay. Come on. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine.
Still got to ask. That's pretty rude.
Yeah, man. There you go. Thank you. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
I laughed when I heard this morning because me and my husband have this conversation all the time. Me and my kids love to try different things off of people's plates, and he is always telling me, don't touch my food. just the other night, I made a huge bowl of popcorn and asked him if he wanted me to make him some. He said, nope. And then he proceeded to sit there and share my popcorn with me the whole night.
Oh, these men are like children. Hey. They'll sit there and pout, right?
No, popcorn's free reign. I'm sorry. Popcorn's different.
However, I do think
that no matter who you're sharing with, you do have to ask. So I understand why he told her no and that she had to ask. So I would have to say he is justified.
Wait. Let me, okay, please be on my side. If you take that few seconds to ask, you know how our men eat. It'll be gone. Like, you don't have time.
It's true, but I still want my kids even asking me if they want some bite of my food. So I still do things I have to ask. So I have to say justified, even though I understand this battle, but it's got to be justified. You got to ask.
You totally turned on me. That hurt.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, totally resonates with the situation. Hi, the buzz. Is it jerk or is it justified?
100% justified.
Maybe. Well, see, this is why mothers are better. Because I will give my entire plate to a child.
If they ask for it, I would too. But you're not going to reach over and pluck off my plate.
Mm.
Why?
That's disgusting. If you want it, ask for it. You don't just take something.
It's not disgusting. Ask for every single thing? Every single thing in the house you ask first?
Of course you do.
Sandy, sometimes we have to beg for things.
I wouldn't go that far. You got to ask.
Okay, we have to beg for things. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, even begging doesn't help in the bedroom. We don't have
that. She's smart. She's a smart cookie because if she asked, the answer might be no.
You know what? It's not only begging. Sometimes it's even barter. Okay. Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
I think he is justified for pushing her hand away if she did not ask first.
Okay. Maybe I grew up.
Four-year-old and a two-year-old,
and if they want
something off of my plate, they know to ask. If they ask, I'm not going to tell them
no, but they're not allowed to just reach over and take anything. Same with my husband. You ask. Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified? Oh, Sandy, you would probably die in my household if you couldn't handle him just pushing her hand away with his hand. Is that what he did? Just pushed away with his hand, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if my household, she reached across into my husband's plate, she would have been stabbed with a fork.
Oh, my.
That's where they made steak knives. You thought it was to cut steak. No. It's to chop fingers off.
It's to fend off.
Same thing with my husband reaching into my son's plate.
Gosh, but wait, if they did it to you, though, you would be cool with it, right? Is this a guy thing? Is this a guy problem?
I keep on my plate, too, so they can stab, too.
What? Do you live in a borough of Greater Rochester or a kingdom from Game of Thrones?
Sometimes it's King of Thrones in this household.
I hear you. Thank you.
So he's totally justified.
Whoops.
Darn it.
Next time you have steak.
Darn it, I hate when he's right.
When you sit down to dinner tonight, you can think of us. Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 Buzz.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.